Good evening and welcome to Monongahela County Ballpark for the first ever professional baseball game here in North Central West Virginia.
Despite the intermittent rain, West Virginia Black Bears general manager Matthew Dreher was greeted by an enthusiastic sellout crowd as he introduced his team Friday evening. The sun broke through in the third inning and sparkled off the artificial turf at the Monongahela County Ballpark. Earlier in the week, Dreher said he wasn't surprised the opening series against the Mahoning Valley Scrappers was sold out.
So it's a great feeling. It just shows you how much this area loves their sports teams.
The new $25 million ballpark just outside Morgantown is part of a tax increment financing district approved by the state legislature. The project includes a new Interstate 79 interchange and bridge. Plans are underway to develop the western side of I-79 across from the ballpark as well. Monongahela County Commissioner Tom Bloom says the project is a win for the entire state.
Once this is all completed, $30 million of taxes go into the state, so everyone's benefiting, and you get to see a great game.
Bloom says the development could produce 8,000 to 9,000 jobs over the next 10 years. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Jesse Wright in Morgantown.